Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Simon, a very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Someone on my suburban group was advertising heaters yesterday. And, you know, they were obviously having a bit of a clear out. And there were a couple of other folk who very quickly pointed out to her that you maybe don't want to sell your heater quite yet, at least maybe until next week.
Exactly. It ain't over yet, it certainly. So, I mean, but this is normal for this time of year, right? There's no need to panic.
What is unusual is that there's going to be a cut-off low with this as well. It's not going to affect us in Joburg, but there's going to be a lot of rain around that Kimberley area, Western Free State, down into the Free State border with the Eastern Cape. All of that sort of area is going to get stacks and stacks of rain, which is very, very early for them. And snow on the Eastern Cape Mountains.
Incredible. You
know, all of that type of wintry weather is fairly useful. It is fairly normal, but the cutoff low and the rain is very unusual.
Any chance we'll get some rain given the quality of the air over the last few days? That would be wonderful.
Yeah, it would be, but not at all, I'm afraid. Absolutely no rain being forecast for us.
Right. Okay, let's just talk about Southern Africa and dry conditions that we are facing. Is this due to climate change? Is this just the natural cycle that we are in? Give us some background here.
It's a bit of both. So we obviously still have natural variability, and we tend to very broadly have a sort of between 4 and 7 year cycle of wetter weather and drier weather, usually linked to what's going on out in the Indian Ocean. But overlaying on that, we're definitely seeing a strong climate change signal in Southern Africa as well now. And when you look at the sort of temperatures records that are being set in Europe and in North America in this last season, you know, I think at some point we're probably overdue one of those types of events here.
Yeah, so how long a cycle could we expect in terms of dry weather?
Well, I mean, it's difficult to know because, you know, there's a lot going on and it's also quite variable. So you might have, you know, some areas that have normal or even above normal rainfall and then other areas that are persistently dry. There does seem to be some indications that the central and western parts of the country might be actually trending permanently drier, which is quite worrying. And that is also true of the Western Cape. That's been something that climate scientists have highlighted as a possibility under climate change for a long, long time, that Cape Town is going to get gradually drier, and that's certainly going to impact things like the wine industry. So what we can expect under climate change is greater variability. So, you know, droughts become more severe, and big rainfall events become more severe as well. And I think with that, with the increased temperatures, it's the drying out of soils, even when you do get decent rain, is going to become a persistent problem.
Right. Before I let you go, I've seen a few references to Lucifer in Italy. Obviously, one doesn't need to be a literary genius to understand why Lucifer and the hot weather. But is that a real thing, or is that just a sort of a colloquial term for these heat waves that they are having?
I think it's colloquial. I haven't heard it used down here at all. But they have, they certainly set records. I think they got up to, was it 47 degrees in a part of Italy?
Yeah.
In the last week or so. I'm not hugely on top of the mesa climate of Italy, but if someone wants to sponsor me a trip out, I'm happy to.
I'll come with you. Absolutely. I feel like I need to educate myself more in this area. Simon Gere, thank you as always for making yourself available and for chatting to us.